Obviously, you guys have been playing really well, but the Padres came in as the hottest team in baseball. Just what did you see from your group this week, this weekend, or this week, I guess, yeah, that that just, you know, stood out to you, maybe reinforced just how well you guys have been playing?
Yeah, it feels gritty to me. It feels like the kind of club that just, like, we're trying to scratch and claw, figure out a way to win a baseball game. Bullpen's been phenomenal. With this much turnover, to see guys step on the mound and handle tough situations again and again, Pintaro getting the double play ball, Lavender coming in with an inherited runner again, and getting out of it in 9 pitches, which is more than he's been throwing to get out of innings, which is crazy. And then Duarte's been great. Singo closing it out like that. Warren getting back in the mix too. Fell behind more than he wants to, but good stuff. So I think the bullpen stands out. Carson Bench continues to stand out as well. Oppo homer. So figuring out a way to come out on top, I think that's just good baseball. Like, it's it was a clean game for us today. I even thought Alvi, tremendous secondary at second base, gave everything he had to try to score that run. So, like, even things that don't work out, that was done right too.
With Robert Stock, I mean, you guys stuck with him after that second outing that was very difficult, and he's rewarded you. You know, taking that one aside, what do you think has allowed him to put up these types of consistent outings now?
Yeah, to get four or five innings out of him, especially the day before an off day when you can go to your bullpen pretty quickly and feel confident about doing that, it's great. I felt a little tenuous there the first couple innings. Quite a few walks, a hit batter. Felt like he was teetering on the edge, and then he really locked it in. The third and fourth were outstanding from him. Efficient, quick, tons of strikes. And it's the same story with him. In the strike zone, he's good. Even the game that went sideways, he wasn't getting hit all over the yard until I left him out there for too many pitches, if we're being honest. The rest of the time, he hasn't gotten hit.
Obviously, you know Robert's story as well as anybody. You know, how much do you want to see him out there to get that, at least the fifth inning, maybe he has a chance at a win there? And was it tough to pull him at that point?
No. Right thing to do, it felt, in that set of circumstances. I think reasonable argument that he shouldn't have seen Tatis the third time around, as hot as Tatis is. I think anybody could make that case that it should have been a batter sooner before blood is drawn. That's would even make your question more warranted. Like, you would have pulled him before he gave up a run, but given where he was, I think we've seen a little bit of a trend in the fifth inning that he's been in, that the velo dips. It did it again today. We were watching that really closely. We got Pintaro up almost immediately when we saw that. So I you know, he's pitching meaningful innings for us. He's doing a really good job. When we let, like, the emotion of let's get this guy a win cloud better judgments, then I think we end up in some bad decision-making processes. Sometimes he's going to have to get that next couple of outs because it's not an off day tomorrow. The bullpen isn't fully available. We had the opportunity to play it like that today and worked out for us because the bullpen did a really good job. He did a great job too.